What's going on, superstar? This is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 287 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? How's it going, guys? Hope this podcast finds you doing amazing today as we're, you know, getting ready to head into March, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. But we are, releasing this podcast episode on the last day of February. So I hope that your year is off to an amazing start. And if not, you know, it's okay. Recognize that you are where you're at right now because of the decisions you've made in your life, because of the non-decisions you've made, or the actions or inactions you've taken. Recognize it for what it's worth, learn from it, and set your eyes on the future and move forward, okay? Don't get stuck in a lull. I remember about 5-6 months ago, I found myself kind of at an interesting place in my life where I was just feeling average in different areas of my life. I forget which podcast episode I kind of alluded to that. Probably go back 10-15 podcast episodes. And I was able to snap out of that funk. You know, one of the ways, guys, that if you find yourself, if you're having a hard time getting rid of the chaos that's going on in your mind, and or if you're feeling average. And let me tell you, average is one of the worst things you can be. I'm allergic to average. I've trained myself to be allergic to average. Being kind of middle class with your mentality and with your thoughts is one of the worst places you can be, because you may feel comfortable, and it's hard to snap out of that comfort zone. So one of the things you guys can do to get rid of that chaos in your mind, or to break the mediocrity that's going on in your life, if in fact you're feeling that way, and we all go through seasons and cycles where you're going to feel that way, is movement. You know, sports, activity, working out, like just motion creates emotion, right? That's something I learned from Tony Robbins years ago when I attended Unleash the Power Within, probably back in 2006, 2007. Motion creates emotion. You know, sometimes when I'm lacking the kind of energy that I want to have, I do jumping jacks, I do push-ups, I do something to get the body going, get the blood pumping, take a cold shower, you know, jump in a cold pool. Shock your body, get into a particular state, and then move forward and do some type of action, something that's going to lead you in the direction of your goals and your dreams. So, guys, having said that, we're getting into March here, and I'm looking back at 2019 already. And, you know, I just finished saying that you want to learn from the past, but you don't want to spend too much time in the past. And I'm kind of hitting the pause button at this moment in my life, and kind of some just raw thoughts, feelings, emotions I want to share with you here on this particular episode is that this has been a year of growth for me in many ways. And I hope you're feeling the same way, because I truly believe if you're not growing, you're dying. Not literally, but you know, inside, if you're not growing, you're dying. If you're just remaining the same person that you were yesterday, that you were last week, last month, maybe that's just my mentality. I'm sure there's some people out there that are going to disagree, but I'm just wired to want more out of my life, and I'm wired to want more out of your life. Okay. And that's part of the reason that I'm on this podcast right now is, you know, at the end of January, I attended a Life in a Retreat, and there was so many just valuable takeaways and things that really made me think about where I'm going and what I want to do and why I'm doing it. You guys know, if you haven't, you know, check out episode 284 and 286, where I shared my key takeaways of Grant Cardone's 10X GrowthCon 3. I'm not going to get into the details because I dedicated two masterclass episodes to just all those takeaways. And then a week after that, I experienced one of the most impactful probably moments in my life, and I wish my family was there to experience it with me, but they, God willing, will have the opportunity to do that. A good friend of mine, Steve Cavanaugh, who he interviewed me 3-4 months ago to his Southern Maryland Real Estate Investors Group. I've had him on the podcast, has become a really good friend, somebody who I met through the Life in Air community. He spearheaded a mastermind that was, it wasn't really a mastermind. It was a hybrid between a mission trip and a mastermind, and it's called the Master Mission. Excuse me. And we went to Guatemala, and we went on this mission trip, and I had no idea what to expect. And while we were there, give me a quick second, guys. I'm actually going to get a drink of water here. I'm kind of, my throat's getting a little dry on me here as I share the story. All right. You're probably thinking to yourself, dude, this is a podcast edited out. You know what? Screw that. Things aren't always going to be perfect, and you just got to kind of roll with the punches and just, you know, be authentic. I'd rather just get it out there than strive to make things perfect, because that rarely ever happens, right? But getting back on track here, I had no idea what to expect. I had never been part of a mission trip, and I've always wanted to participate. One of the gifts that I alluded to on the last episode that I've really embraced this year is that I realize most things in my life that I do is to serve others. It's to impact others. And that sounds very, very kind of like I'm patting myself in the back, and that makes me like quasi uncomfortable even just saying that. But it's the truth. You know, I'm always more worried about what I'm going to give versus what I'm going to get. And that could be a good thing and a bad thing, right? But now I'm embracing it. Right now, I'm realizing that I believe that's my life's purpose. I believe that's why God put me here. It wasn't to run a wholesaling operation. It wasn't to build a rental portfolio or do lending or, you know, do all these different things within real estate or start a business. Those are all just vehicles and tools to, you know, put me in alignment with my life's purpose. This podcast is another example of that, whether it's a mission trip or the holiday mastermind that Eric and I are hosting and are doing again in Dominican Republic this summer. These are all things because I have this thirst to want to impact others. And it's a genuine desire. It's something that I'm truly understanding now through the power of my network, through the power of my friends, my family. This is why I'm here. You know, it's to create some sort of impact. And sometimes I'm not crystal clear on what that even looks like, but I know that I'm here to make a difference, that I'm here to make an impact. And there's a saying that I think it's an old proverb that says, you know, a wise man seeks the multitude of counselors. And I'm not calling myself a wise man by any means, but I'm fortunate that years ago I realized that I need to surround myself with the very best of the best, like-minded people that are going to uplift me, encourage me, and hold me accountable, push me outside of my comfort zone. And I want to share the experience of this master mission with you. And if you've never been part of a mission trip, I highly, highly encourage you, because there's so many things it did for me. You know, I went there wanting to impact, which is what I've been talking about the last couple of minutes. Little did I know that I was going to be the one that was severely impacted. And I mean that in a very, very positive way. So this was a group of 15 investors, some of which I knew, some of which I didn't know. So I feel like I built some lifelong friends from this trip and deepened certain relationships. Guys that you might know that I've had on the podcast, Eric Stark, Steve Cavanaugh, and I'm trying to think if there's any others that you might know. But anyway, it was 15 of us. We stayed in a really, really cool house in a cool part of Antigua, Guatemala. First time in Guatemala. And again, we were going there to serve. We were going there to do whatever these families needed. And one of the things that initially struck me was that Guatemalans are such happy, grateful people. I mean, I don't know that I've ever met a group of people that are just constantly wearing a smile, that despite the poverty that they live in, despite their environment and the situation that you and I might look at and say, wow, how do people live like that? They were just so humble. The humility was piercing. It was, we did one of the first things we did, not the first day, but the second day that we were there, we went to La Escuela Integrada, which is a school that that the Life and Air community, it's a charity called We Are Graces that the Life and Air community supports. And this is a school that provides schooling for about 165 kids. And what I had no idea is that in Guatemala, a lot of the kids most of these families don't know where their next meal is coming from. And so when kids turn 10, 11, 12 years old, they have to hit the streets and they have to start working, selling anything and everything they can get their hands on, from selling individual cigarettes to selling, you know, little trinkets on the street. I mean, anything that they can sell. I'm not talking about illegal things, but just anything they can sell so that they can bring home a little bit of money to their family so that they have their next meal. And there were so many kids in the street just selling things. And super, super nice kids, incredible families. And so this, a lot of these kids are not afforded an opportunity to get educated. You know, many of their parents don't know how to read and write. And so even the kids that are going to the school, when they come back, their parents are not able to help them with their homework. And they're kind of, you know, they're relying on their teachers to be the educators. You know, the parents teach them hard work and the parents provide for them to the best of their ability. But many of these families, guys, don't even know where their next meal is coming from. And so we had an opportunity to go to the school. If you follow me on social media, Instagram or Facebook, you can see a lot of the pictures that I was tagged on, pictures I uploaded, videos. And these kids are just so, I mean, my heart was so filled up during this trip because of just how genuine and humble these people were. After we met with the school, we went to do a few home visits and meet with some of the families. And if you saw how some of these families lived, I mean, it gives me chills. We're talking about, you know, essentially a house, and I use the word house, quote unquote, made up of like just metal sheets. Some of these don't even really have roofs, you know. They live on, a lot of them live on dirt floors, like literally just the dirt is the floor. And we walked in and there was like a workshop of, there was three men that were working on welding different metal pieces to form like this type of art. And it was so loud and it was like a junkyard. There was metal everywhere. I mean, there was just tires. I mean, it literally looked like a junkyard. And this was the entrance to these people's house. And then when we walked past this, the reason they have that, by the way, is because to afford rent, they had to rent out about 50 square feet of space to these guys that essentially that's their business. And their house, you know, five or six people were living in this house that I'm talking, if the space was 100 square feet, it's a lot. It's probably about 70 to 80 square feet of space. And, you know, these people, if you see the kitchen, they don't even have ventilation. So like the smoke can't get out anywhere. These people are breathing these fumes. And that's what we did on the second day, is we actually installed a stove in one of the houses. But, you know, we got a chance to sit down and talk to two kids, their mother, the grandmother, and another relative that lived in the property. It was five of them that lived there. By the way, they have one bed in which most of them sleep on that bed on a daily basis. And we were talking to them, and I was the translator. I was the only one in the group that really spoke fluent Spanish. So, you know, people in my group were asking me questions to ask them. And one of the questions that they asked me, that I think it was my buddy Steve that asked me, hey, can you, Alex, ask her why she's so happy? And I kind of paused, and I remember just not really being sure how to ask that question, because how do you ask someone, why are you so happy? As if to insinuate, you know, look how you live, how can you be happy, right? And so I forgot, I asked it in Spanish in a certain way in which I didn't want to like offend her. And she just like looked at me with this face of like, not really understanding where I'm coming from. And she said, we have God in our hearts, we have each other, and we have our health. How can I not be happy? And it just completely floored me. I remember I kind of got teary-eyed because, mind you, I'm standing on a dirt road, on a dirt floor, which is the floor of their house. I'm surrounded by this metal, I was sitting on a little stool. Most people have never seen people live like that, right? And she was just so filled with pride, so filled with just a genuine sense of happiness that most people couldn't comprehend. How someone can be so happy when you're so poor, right? But she may have been poor financially, but her heart wasn't poor, right? And that just really, really impacted me in a big way. And I think about all the stuff that we complain about, you know, We're so blessed in so many ways. We have so much opportunity, and yet we take it for granted. And by the way, I throw myself into that we, right? I'm talking to you, to myself, as much as I'm talking to you through this podcast. And it just gave me a different perspective that, you know, when you start to complain and feel bad about your situation or something that happened, you lost a deal, or you got into an argument with a significant other, or, you know, whatever it might be, just pause and think that your worst day is somebody's absolute best day out there. Like, whatever you're experiencing, your worst day could be somebody's best day. And anyways, you know, I realize this is the Flip Empire Show, and I'm here to share, you know, share knowledge and resources and strategies to build and grow your real estate business. But this is so much more important. You know, this is life. This is mindset. This is relationship experiences, impact. This is the kind of stuff that that is really going to make a lasting impact on your life. Business is important, but your business is there to support your lifestyle. And anyways, aside from the home visits and just meeting with these kids, meeting with these families, visiting how the locals live, and just kind of weaving ourselves into the fabric of this community, is, you know, in the morning we would mastermind. And I got such great feedback on the last couple of episodes as far as sharing my notes and takeaways that I wanted to kind of do something similar here. Maybe not as in-depth, but, you know, whether it be the Life in a Retreat at the end of January or this Master Mission trip mid-February, I want to kind of just share some things that I wrote down that jumped out at me. Is, you know, one of the things earlier this year I was kind of struggling with is that I wasn't really hearing God speak to me, right? And I'm not going to get super religious and super, but I do want to share this with you because it's an important part of my life, and it's something I just want to kind of get challenge myself to get even more raw and real with you on the podcast. Is I wasn't, you know, through prayer or otherwise, I wasn't feeling like I was really hearing God speak to me. And I shared this with the group, and a few people told me some things that jumped out at me, that really got me thinking. And they asked, are you allowing yourself to hear God? You know, are you opening your heart? Are you opening your ears to really listen? And when I started to think about it, I realized that there was sometimes that I would feel something in my gut, or I would feel a tap on the shoulder. And that was God. I just didn't realize it at that time. I don't think I was open to really receiving whatever direction he wanted me to go in, or whatever he wanted me to hear or know. And someone said a quote. They said, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. But you have to make the effort, guys. And so if you don't believe in God, if it's the universe to you or whatever religious beliefs you have, you know, that's perfectly fine. For me, it's God, and I would encourage you to get to know him. But for you, whatever that might be, are you open to hearing? Are you open to receiving? And, you know, realize that the most important conversation you're going to have, aside from your conversation with your creator, right, with a higher being, whatever that might be to you, It's the conversation you have internally with yourself. That's the next most important conversation, because so many of us have stories. So many of us are twisted in so many ways because of our upbringing or because of our belief systems or whatever the case might be. Ask yourself what stories you're telling yourself that you're choosing to believe, okay? And then open yourself up. Open yourself up to feel the taps on the shoulders, to listen to your gut, to, you know, to just... And then... most of the time, you need to act on that. And so I realized that God has been talking to me all this time. I just, at earlier this year, I just wasn't maybe necessarily open to hearing it, or even allowing myself to hear it or feel that nudge, that tap on the shoulder. So just open yourself up and listen to the guidance that you get, and then act on it. Okay, so we're approaching here, you know, 20 minutes on this episode, but I'm going to share a few more things with you because I think it's important. Family was something that came up at the Master Mission and also through the Life in a Retreat. You know, we all talk about KPIs, right? Key performance indicators for our business. How many leads are we generating? How many appointments are we going on? How are we converting? Average profit per transaction, cost per lead, cost per deal. All these KPIs that are extremely important for you to track. Well, ask yourself, do you have KPIs for your business? I'm sorry. Pause. Let me rewind. Do you have KPIs for your family? Okay, this is some one of the guys in our master mission shared this, and they said, you know, if your family's a business, how productive are you in building the connections and trust that you want to invest in? And I was like, wow, that's such a cool way to look at it. Is do you have KPIs for your family, right? And that could potentially be how much quality time are you spending with your family in which you're truly, truly present, okay? Are you there? Are you present? Are you there in mind in every other way? Or is it just, are you just there physically when you're with your family, right? Or are you constantly working? Or do you need to kind of analyze, you know, your personal life? And are you spending too much time in the business and at work? And are you telling yourself that you're doing that for your family, but when what's truly going on is that your family needs you, right? Anyways, I'm just kind of sharing some thoughts with you, some things that I'm feeling that I hope is you know, giving you something to think about, right? So what else here? Just some kind of some random things I want to throw at you. Look down at where your feet are planted. That's where God wants you to be, and that's where you are, kind of like what I talked about at the beginning of the show. Don't compare yourself to others. You know, that there was a quote that a buddy of mine, I think it was my buddy Obi Dorsey, he spoke at an event, and I think it was Gabe, another friend of mine, Gabe Garcia, that posted it. He said, comparison is the thief of joy, right? That's something that Obi was quoted saying, and I love that. You know, don't compare yourself to other people, to their journey. Walk your path, use it as inspiration, but you are where you are in your life right now because that's where you're supposed to be. It's not to say that's where you're going to be. You need to take the type of action. You need to continue to improve and focus on personal development like I talked about the last episode. But, you know, just understand you're walking your own journey and continue to strive for more. But look down at your feet and where you're planted. That's where you're supposed to be right now. Okay, so what else do I want to share with you here? So a quote that I wrote down, you know, ask yourself, how would this look, whatever this is, how would this look if it was easy, right? So if you're struggling in your business, if you're struggling hiring, if you're struggling implementing systems, if you're struggling with whatever it might be, ask yourself, how would it look if it were easy? Start to ask yourself those types of questions. And the last thing I kind of want to share with you here that I've always known, not always, but I've, for a while now, I've known the power of this is that there's so much fronting on social media, and there's so many people that are projecting a lifestyle or projecting as if they have everything in order and they have no challenges. And those are the people that I'm realizing now that I should be compelled to reach out to and just make sure that they're doing okay. Because sometimes it's a front for deep issues that they might have, right? And so be careful what you taking everything as you see as what's actually going on. And, you know, real leadership and strength, guys, I think comes from showing your weakness and being vulnerable and understanding that, you know, we're all connected. You know, we're all people. We're all humans. We all have fears and insecurities. I have them. You have them. Be real about that. You know, be authentic with people. I think it's difficult. You know, sometimes I come on here and share stuff and after I'm like, ugh, you know, like I just broadcasted that to like a lot of people. And, but man, it opens so many doors up. It really does. It's, I think you connect with people, in a more sincere, true, genuine way. And, you know, I'm blessed in many ways. There's a lot of things I've done right, but there's also a lot of things that I haven't gotten right. And I'm still working on getting right. And that's why, you know, that's why this journey called life is a journey, and we're always that's why you should be surrounding yourself with the right people, you know, feeding your brain with the right kinds of information, reading certain books, listening to podcasts like this or other podcasts, and you know, and just recognizing that we're going to fail, like John Maxwell talked about and I alluded to in the last podcast. We're gonna fail. And you learn and you just re-engage and you repeat. So guys, that's what I want to leave you with. My apologies that this episode went on a little longer. Next episode, we're going to get into more, you know, meat and potatoes as far as like real estate and business and strategy and all that. I got a really cool husband-wife power couple that's joining the podcast. So I'm looking forward to releasing that. And just thank you. Thank you for being a part of the Flip Empire community. Thank you for plugging into this podcast. There's so many great podcasts out there, and I'm fortunate that you've chosen to listen to this one. So appreciate you guys, and I'll connect with you in the next one. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.